Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home.
Reading from Psalm 118, verse 17. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 15th, 2021, and this is our first broadcast from Marketplace Mall. We're trying to work out the equipment and figuring things out. And
look at us.
There's more ambiance noise, or, you know, I think because of the 12-foot ceilings. And
oh, I thought you were going to say we just all been talking.
Yeah, so... Anyways, this is an exciting day that we got everything wired this past weekend.
And it's very exciting.
We experimented a little yesterday, and now it looks like we're ready to have Mark and friends here at Marketplace Mall. And we're having Rob join us, Marianne, so we're neat to have him in. And
that's fitting.
And we picked this verse up because your surgery that was scheduled for tomorrow, Rob, your heart surgery, has been postponed. So you have more days to be alive and to serve the Lord.
No. He was going to be fine either way. I've been praying about that a long time.
Our times are in God's hands,
and
I'm glad they are.
Amen. Well, we're going to start off with some listener letters before we get to our beloved Prime Life Times publication, and it's the December edition. I think we're going to read Dee Chesser's story and maybe some other things, but let's get caught up on some listener letters. There's so much that's been coming in the last month or so. I think we still have some Thanksgiving ones to go through, but we'll start off with you, Marianne.
Okay. Well, this is a beautiful Christmas card. Warmest Christmas wishes from LJ and...
From what town?
From Champaign, Illinois, from John. He says, Merry Christmas to one and all who keep the good news going at Great News.
Now, on that envelope, is this the John that paid for a subscription for a friend or a family member?
I don't know.
Does it say on the front of the envelope? We write little notes sometimes on the front of the envelope.
No, I don't think so. Not this one.
Yeah, Prime Life Times.
Yep, that's the one.
All right, okay.
So I'm going to read one from my friend Sandy, who's from Champaign and in Champaign, but for some time she's been living in Ellenton, Florida. And I was privileged a couple weeks ago to spend about an hour with her with some other friends. So she said, I am home in my Urbana home after knee surgery on October 13. I appreciate Great News Radio as I stream it in Florida. Can keep caught up from Mark and friends, still listening to the Moody programs and Moody Radio in Florida. Congrats on all the stations that have been added to your new home at Marketplace. Looking forward to the singing men at FBC, so that's the Bible Church.
Yeah, First Baptist Church. That's this Saturday night, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of
Champaign. December 18th,
coming right up.
Concert. Much love, Sandy.
Sandy. And our beloved Duder, who sang with the Singing Men of GNN for many years, almost one of the first members.
He was a chaplain, wasn't he?
Yeah, chaplain for a period of time, and great guy, shared testimonies many times, especially when we'd go into the prisons or other occasions. We'd say, Duder, share a little of your testimony. So a beloved saint that's now in the presence of the Lord.
Yep, still is a good brother.
This message comes on a Great News Radio response card from Judith from Normal, and she writes, I love your station.
Oh.
The music and the speakers are such a blessing and encouragement. And then she goes on to ask, is there any way to give the name of the artist before and after each of the songs? Mm. God bless you. Merry Christmas, Judy. And I did respond to that. I said, well, if we hired a number of other staff members and had full-time announcers, then we could announce all the songs. But because of just the shorter staff and our budget, we don't announce the songs. But if anyone's interested, what was that song at 2:35 on such and such a station? We have a log and we keep records of all the songs.
Yeah,
so we
can
always tell you what it is, but we don't announce it over the air.
And maybe someday, Mark, you'll get the ability to show on certain radios, car radios and so on, which artists and which...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, we can do it. It's a $2,000 component that goes online that allows those that have the car radio.
Right, right. I've seen that.
Yeah, maybe somebody will donate.
Wow, Rob, thank you.
Oh, by the way, we made our $19,900.
Oh,
we had a couple other gifts. I'll have to pull that out. But we had three or four more gifts that covered the remaining $1,000.
Wow.
So what a blessing, Mark.
All of our work here at Marketplace Mall has been paid for, and we appreciate all the support.
Thank you. Well, here's another Christmas wish from Butch and Sherry. Merry Christmas to you all in Jesus' name. Thank you.
That couple have been monthly donors for many, many years. Aww. And appreciate them so very much.
So I have a card, a small card, from Joe and Janet from Seidel. And it says, "Season's greetings and Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and God's blessings always, Joe and Janet."
And describe that little card. What do you have on the
front
there?
Well, on the front are Christmas tree ornaments, and inside is some stylized writing, and there are some oak leaves as well.
Very sweet.
So it's really a nice little card.
He knew that was oak leaves.
This comes on a little note card. No, wait, what would you call
that? Oh, I love those. Well, those are little ruled note cards.
It's an index card.
It's an index card.
And it's multicolored. It looks like it's, what would you call that color?
Aqua.
Aqua?
I love colors.
And then is that aqua on that side
yeah,
too?
Yeah, basically.
And then they put their sticker in their name. They said, "Mark, thanks for all you are doing to make the ministry gathering possible. Please use the enclosed funds for the January Thursday gathering." And they're talking about the Ministry Leaders Network, and we have a monthly luncheon for pastors and ministry leaders. And yeah. So they're underwriting the cost for the January luncheon, and we appreciate them. They participate. And
there's quite a lot of people coming to that, too.
Yeah, it's a great bunch, and we're working on the 2022 speakers. It's amazing to think of who are we going to have scheduled in January, February, March of this
Just
next
saying
year.
Those words makes me very nervous about getting my Christmas shopping done. Yeah. I've got another Christmas one here from Velma. Mark, it's for you, Mark. "I have a little card with the Disciples Maker's Prayer in my Bible. I've had it for a long time. Heard you repeat it on Mark and Friends. Merry Christmas, Velma."
Yeah, Velma's a sweet saint that has been also a monthly supporter for many years. And she was talking about something that goes on at Jason's church. And when we had a special speaker for our Ministry Leaders Network, Bill Allison from Cadre Missionaries, he has this Disciple Maker's Prayer and encourages people to say it and share it. And it's very biblical. And
yeah, I read it.
Most Sundays during Jason's sermon, when it closes out, everyone says that Disciple Maker's Prayer together. So
that's very
cool. I think I read that over the air.
Yeah, this is a nice Christmas card. On the front, we have the what are traditionally called the Holy Family. So we have foster dad Joseph, whose genealogy is also listed in the Bible. We have Mary seated. I don't know what she's sitting on. I can't see that. But she's got this newborn little baby and a couple lambs looking up at her. And the star is really streaming down.
Very pretty.
So this is actually from Dan and Sandy from Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "Dearest Great News Family, thank you for all the encouragement, music, and spiritual support that is sent our way. Receive a word in due season on each and every day. God is awesome." And I think it means we receive. "God bless each and every one. You are all so dear to us. God bless you as you all work together for our Lord, yours in Christ, Dan and Sandy." And then there's a little smiley face there. So I always like smiley faces.
Very good. This is a neat card. It's a little girl. What did you say, about a three-year-old pulling a little wagon with a teddy bear and flowers in it. And it's, I don't know, these buttons and that stitching around.
Yeah,
what would you
gingham.
Call that? Gingham, okay. And she writes, "Thank you for being there for me day and night. What a treasure you have been to me from the beginning. I love so many of the teachers, preachers, and music." And she signs it, and then she gives me the pronunciation of her last name.
Oh.
So we appreciate you, Judy. Thanks for your support.
Okay. This one says from John, "Your quote from Psalm 112 is so appreciated for these times. We are encouraged by those words as well as the season we're in now. We're celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus, the light of the world. God's richest blessing on everyone who's involved in getting the gospel out over the airways and in print in the Prime Life Times. Merry Christmas to you, your family, all the staff at Great News Media. Looking forward to what God has in store for 2022. 2021 has been full of his blessings and presence with all of you."
Amen.
John and Gail.
And isn't that a great way to look at 2021?
Yeah.
It was filled with blessings, even though there were some hard times and many struggles. And
I like that.
An unusual year for everyone.
It's inspiring.
It's still filled with blessings. Let's see, we have time for a couple more before we address this December's edition of the Palm Life Times.
Here's a Christmas card that says, peace and joy to you. There's a lovely illuminated Christmas tree, a field of snow, and a couple white-tailed deer standing out there posing for this lovely picture. And inside the card it says, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. I'll say amen to that. Romans 15:13. Mark and staff, 'tis the season for wishing you moments of pure joy and memories that make you smile. Christmas blessings. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your different programs. Keep up the good work. And again, that is from Kay in Paris, Illinois.
Thanks, Kay. Thanks for your support. And this is from Paul and Joan from Champaign. Paul was a former board member with the radio ministry and finally retired after serving for a number of years. And it's a fun card. On the front, it says believe, and it's a snowy picture with an evergreen and snow all over it.
Well,
and
wait
snowflake.
A minute now. The two of you talked about all the fronts of your cards, and I didn't. Oh. Mine were real pretty, too.
Enjoy the wonder of the season. Peace and love. Paul and Joan, best wishes to you and your family. Mm. Very sweet card. Thanks, guys. Thanks for writing us. We love your mail. We love when you contact us and tell us things you appreciate and how God is using the radio ministry in your life, so don't ever hesitate to write us. Our address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And we just appreciate your mail. And this is the first broadcast that's originating here at Marketplace Mall. So hopefully you're hearing us fine. I still sense like this echo or this vastness in the sound, but hopefully it's coming over your radios or your listening device well. And it seems like everything is functioning and working. So
we're getting there.
Yeah.
All right. Should I read the article from the Prime Life Times?
I'm pulling out the December edition. We had you in here, Rob, a couple weeks ago, stuck on Christmas, and that was fun.
I love that.
On the front page. Now we're turning to page
A14. Rob, you got a lot of email about that article you wrote.
I did.
I'll send you an email, but I've told you five times in person. I love it.
I got a whole bunch at home, too.
Yep.
So
yeah, it's wonderful.
A few people cried. I didn't mean to make
I cried.
Them cry.
Oh, that's okay. All right. This is on A14. Clean Up That Mess by D.E. Cheshire. Are you like me? The older we get, the more we find the things that happen to us and the things we see remind and point us toward the more important things in life. So often I see something special in my day-to-day life that can be applied to those bigger, special things. I found I can do things for the right reasons and still make a mess. I thought of that as I crocheted during a recent illness, making items that would comfort invalids and keep them warm. But as I worked, instead of putting things away as each item was finished, I made a mess. I left skeins of yarn out, piled each finished item on the corner of the sofa, and kept a neat little pile of yarn scraps beside me. I spread out my work to my heart's content. I justified this whole scene by thinking, my room isn't really dirty, it's just messy, thanks to my obsessive crocheting. I just need to pick things up and put them back in their proper places. Not true. Everything lying around and out of place inhibited getting at the dirt and dust underneath. It really was getting dirty. Continuing my messed up thinking, I reasoned, I could get this all cleaned up in 10 minutes if I wanted to. 10 minutes. Hey, what if I spent 10 minutes in prayer? Think of the messes that clean up. But is just praying enough? Or is that like the solutions offered in those feel-good Christmas movies, infamous for celebrating the trappings of the Christmas season, but never quite getting around to the real reason for the season? The real, honest, mess-cleaning reason for the season.
And it's funny, as her mind wanders, and then, you know, don't we all do that? We think of this, and then we think of that,
and then it
leads to this and that. Yep.
Of course, you say, in this age of information overload, you'd have to be mentally blind and deaf to miss the real reason for the season that's once upon us again. But just knowing is different from adopting and taking it in and living it. Just as we celebrate with the trappings of the Christmas season, in the end, there's a mess to clean up and put away. When it comes to doing that, the job requires a lot of time and effort. Then, when we're finished and everything is neat and tidy again, if we're honest, it can be easier to see that there is no substitute for real cleanliness. More to the point, for a clean heart. We can skirt around that issue, just as the pretty tree skirt around the base of the tree covers up that which is not so pretty. I can think my heart is not dirty, but it is, and it needs a real cleaning. Getting all my messes picked up and tossed away requires so much more than I can do. I need the master cleaner. This season heralds the arrival of that cleaner, capital C.
Yeah.
It's time to let him tackle all our messes and completely clean them and us.
Really a nice article.
It is.
Hey, Rob, it's time to let him tackle. Should that H have been capitalized? Because we referred to him as the cleaner, capital C.
I know that answer because Mr. Rob Ziedenberg taught it to me. Go ahead and say it, Rob.
Not according to the Chicago Manual style, which we follow for our newspaper. And there's only one Bible version that does that, as far as I know, and that's the so-called New King James. But I know of no other Bible version that does that.
Even though it's referring to the him being God, it, shouldn't it be automatically
capitalize
a capital H?
God, but not him.
I don't think God's impressed when we capitalize one or two pronouns that have to do with them.
Okay.
When we always
capitalize... All right, this
capitalize,
is getting deep. This is
getting deep. We're going
when
down.
We always capitalize the pronoun for I. So yeah. I don't think he's very impressed with that. But, you know, he might be. I don't know.
That's
I could
an interesting
be wrong.
Point.
Okay. Well, I know the I is in the middle of sin and the, you know, S-I.
Oh, well, that's a good point, too.
No,
wow.
There's no I in teen, Mark. So
hey, there was a real interesting point I wanted to make at the very beginning, the second paragraph, basically the second sentence. I thought of that as I crocheted during a recent illness. And I thought of the principle, here she's sick, she's ill, and yet she's serving others.
Have you met Dee?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Wanted to be sure, because of course she was.
But isn't that neat? While she's ill and sick, she's doing productive things.
And
she's
sometimes a person can't. I'm not trying to.
Of course.
She will to the last moment she
that's
can.
That's Dee, I'm sure, yeah.
She absolutely. Has a stack of things she has crocheted this Christmas.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, it's incredible.
They'll all go to people in nursing homes.
Yeah.
Well, that's like... Rob being in here today. Tomorrow he was scheduled to have heart surgery, open heart surgery. I mean, it was a major thing, and yet he was willing to come today and be a part of this broadcast. And then you just learned that it's been canceled or rescheduled for maybe next week or
the
future.
Well, it's just off for now, so... It's been hanging fire since March, so I guess I can wait a little longer.
Wait, hanging fire?
Yeah, that's a great phrase. What's that mean?
Hanging fire, it means it's threatening to happen at any moment.
Oh, my.
Hanging we don't know when it will happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
I'm going to start using it. I'm hanging fire for a Coca-Cola. Hanging fire for...
Well, you were teaching Holly the other day about holding down the fort. She said, what does that mean? I've never heard about holding down the fort. And
we tried to teach... And, you know, when you start trying to explain some of those things, you start getting a little lost yourself. It's like, wait a minute, a fort. That's an old fort. But, how do you explain that?
But you're manning the place. You're
there you go.
Providing... personnel to
but she said, what does the fort have to do? Because we were saying, if we left and you were here at the business, you're holding down the fort. She said, but this isn't a fort. This is a business.
Right.
And, but we usually say it like when somebody's in your house or, hey, you hold down the fort, we'll be gone or we'll be back in a while. And that's your house.
Yeah, it's a saying something like, meanwhile, back at the ranch, and you're talking about your house or your studio or something. I mean,
it's not
it's a slang expression.
Well, it's kind of like you saying manning something instead of womaning it.
There
but
you
anyway.
Go. There you go. And you know, Mark.
I had to add that.
In my many years of teaching Chinese executives at the university here, I've been astounded. I say, now we have the saying in English. And they say, oh, we have the same saying.
What's
and
that?
So, oh, many, many sayings.
Oh, I mean,
hundreds of them are the same.
That's true. I mean,
it's just amazing among languages
that every culture has.
Yeah.
But some share, and you wouldn't think we'd necessarily share this with Chinese culture, but we do.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard in conversational English people say, "Oh, that's like when we say," and then.
Well, here's an example: long time no see. That's not very grammatical in English, but that's what we say. That's exactly what you say in Mandarin. Long time no see.
Well, that's great.
So when you first say it to a Chinese person, he goes, oh, how did you learn that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Grandpa taught
me.
Small
world.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grandpa on his trip overseas, you know.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, this is the December edition of the Prime Lifetimes that we're talking about and reading from. Available at almost 400 area locations throughout central Illinois and west central Indiana. And it's also available online where you can read it. But better yet, send it to our friend. It's the gift that keeps on giving for 12 months. If you subscribe this month, we can send it right away or start their gift in January. We'll send them an edition as soon as it's hot off the press. First-class mail in a nice envelope, and just let us know. It's $30, but it's a great gift, and a number of people have subscribed this month and are giving it to their friends. And I know, Rob, you've sent it to a number of people. And
I have.
It's a fun gift to receive.
Yeah, definitely.
And people that used to live here that are now out of state, it's kind of reconnects them with some of the people they knew or some of the experiences that are going on here.
And we appreciate our writers, and thank you, Dee, for womaning the paper.
Thank you, Dee.
Manning. Yeah, see, ladies, I will always hold down the fort for you. You can count on it.
Awesome. How many idioms are you going to throw in here?
I'm working on it. I'm kind of getting going here, and we're almost done.
Yeah.
By the way, I've learned what the quickest way to a man's heart is.
Oh, tell us, please.
They just take a bone saw and open your chest.
Oh, gosh. No.
Mark might have saved that
food,
right?
You got to save us, Mark. We came in the program on that.
Yeah, so the Prime Lifetimes, find out more at primelifetimes.com. Or write us. We'd love to read your mail. In fact, we're going to start doing that on Wednesdays. We'll always have some listener mail.
That's great.
And
that's
then
great.
Our Prime Lifetimes.
I love listener mail.
Our address is P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Recognizing we are 100% listener supported, so your year-end gift, your Christmas gift, your special gift, a gift of any size, or becoming a monthly giver helps us with all of our bills and expenses. As I mentioned, being 100% listener supported, it goes a long way for us to be able to provide God-honoring broadcasts 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So consider or entertain or just follow up on those intentions and write us a check today. We will be good stewards of your resources and use it to God's glory. P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. All right, so this closes out the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends with our Prime Lifetimes in Review.
First day from Marketplace.
Yeah, Marketplace Mall, first broadcast.
Yay.
Here. So we're awesome. Excited about that and how God's going to use this unit, this facility. We're considered Space 106, right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy, and we're working on radio announcements with all the other tenants here in the mall and having them come into our studio. So excited, exciting days ahead. All right, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.